Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, staying in a haunted hotel. A very haunted hotel.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. You can call in at 855-853-4802. You'd rather write in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you'd prefer having an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber, do it through Apple Podcasts where you can try it 3 days free. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's with me.
I am
going to start off with a question for you. So okay, staying in a haunted hotel, a very haunted hotel. By the way, Kathy and I are going to Chicago this weekend. Fingers crossed we didn't get a very haunted hotel.
You never know.
Maybe. We'll know once we get there. Because it's downtown and all of those buildings are so old.
I do think this is an old building they've redone.
Okay, so if I was to ask you to name a hotel, a very haunted hotel, what hotel would you say?
Well, I would say the Crescent.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, did I get an award?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, Kathy. You just won $1.
$1 US?
No, a different kind of dollar. When you said a U.S. dollar, I'm like, I think that's only one. I don't know. Is there another dollar?
Well,
you
I was looking at currency exchanges
pesos.
The other night, and there's a whole bunch of dollars, and they had all different letters behind them. And I was like, well, oh, where are all these different dollars? I don't know. So
no, I knew you would know the answer to that question because Kathy and I stayed at the Crescent Hotel one time, and we left at midnight. Checked out. They didn't ask us one thing about why are you leaving. They're just like, okay, bye now.
And that seemed to be completely regular occurrence there.
And we went to the Best Western where we had a perfectly fine night's sleep. That would have never happened at the Crescent Hotel.
There are no haunted Best Westerns.
That's what I say. And I don't want to go into it now. Tony and I did talk about it in an episode once, but it involves other people. So I don't want to go into specifics, but it is out there. And we had a very weird experience after we did a live show at the Crescent Hotel. And you even had a weird experience too, because you were getting ready. I was going to go out for dinner with Tony before the show. And then I said, look, if anything weird happens, I don't want to hear about it till we're on the way home. And you agreed to that. I know, right? I should have known. So I get back from dinner and she's like, oh my God, guess what happened? I'm like, is it anything to do with the paranormal? Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it. Well, right after you left, and then you proceed to tell me how we have this really ginormous balcony on our room and somebody came up and knocked on the door. Yeah. So Kathy went to see thinking it was, because there was some, there wasn't just like regular walls. You could make your way to other rooms. So it could be somebody playing like Ding Dong Ditch with the doors on.
I think you would have had to jump a balcony thing, though.
Yeah, it was
weird. I don't think it's really easy to just walk over to another hotel room and do that onto somebody's balcony.
The bathroom had a window, which you would have been right next to. And the bathroom where you were was maybe four steps from the door.
Mm-hmm. There was nobody there.
There was nobody there. But of course, you told me right away. And then things just got weirder to where we left at midnight. So, yes, this story. Whoops, I meant to hit something.
I do kind of love haunted hotel stories, though.
Well, this one happens to be from Branson at the Crescent Hotel. So it says, back in 2006, I lived in Branson, Missouri. My boyfriend and I decided to go away for the weekend to Eureka Springs, Arkansas with our dog, Josie. It's about an hour away. And it's so beautiful. It is like the most windy, windy, tree-filled, up and down hilly ride ever.
I love Eureka Springs. That whole area is really stunning.
And I like Branson. I can't say I love Branson. But
I love Eureka Springs.
Agreed.
Back to the conversation in just a moment. But first, today's podcast is sponsored by NutriSense. That was the sound of the NutriSense biosensor that I've been wearing. With NutriSense, I've learned a lot of very interesting things about my diet choices, the food, the drink that I take into my body, but also how stress, sleep, and exercise play a big role in my health. How? Well, the NutriSense biosensor lets you analyze your glucose levels in real time in response to food, exercise, stress, and sleep. Glucose levels can significantly impact how your body and mind feels and functions. So knowing what that is can be key to a lot of good choices. I never knew firsthand just how much those levels can fluctuate based on what you're taking in, what you're doing, how your stress is, how your sleep is. It's really been very eye-opening. My nutritionist helped me also interpret the data and promptly answered all of my questions. And believe me, I had a lot of them. It was great to get that insight and that guidance. NutriSense has helped me make better choices about what food I eat. And it's playing a big role in my weight loss journey. To start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life, visit NutriSense.com/ghost and get $30 off your first month and 1 month of board-certified nutritionist support. When you ask how you learned about NutriSense, make sure you tell them it was the Real Ghost Stories Online podcast.
We needed to find a hotel that took dogs, so after calling around, we found the Crescent Hotel. Knowing nothing about this hotel or the history... That just kind of cracked me up because this hotel has history. The three of us took off to Arkansas. When we arrived, we were taken back on how amazing this hotel and town was. It was tucked away in the hills and beautiful trees. As we were checking in, we realized the hotel was haunted and we signed up for the ghost tour. We made our way up to our room, and the minute we got in there, our dog starts freaking out and scratching at the front door of our hotel. Which is weird, because she went everywhere with us and had been in many hotels before. Yeah. After a few minutes, she starts to calm down a little, and my boyfriend opened the door of our hotel. Josie, being a 10-pound Cocker Spaniel, booked it out the front door of our room. I ran after her down the hall, and she even passed up a mouse that we both saw sitting in the hallway. All right, if I wasn't ever going to stay in the Crescent Hotel anyway again, after hearing that, now there's no way.
Oh, now we know what Josie is all upset about.
Or do we?
Well, mice would get dogs going.
So would ghosts. I eventually caught up to her and took her back. We had to put her in the bathroom so we could go explore the town and do our tour. As we left for town to have dinner and explore, we were gone maybe 2 to 3 hours. As we returned to the hotel, we walked in and I noticed that a pillow from our bed was moved and placed on top of the bed's headboard. We hadn't even touched anything beforehand, especially not the bed. I went over and asked my boyfriend if he had placed the pillow there. He said no, and I put it back in its original place, not thinking much of it. Around midnight, we decided to go up one flight of stairs to the bar to get a nightcap. Once we got to the bar, it was closed, so we returned to our room. We were gone maybe 5 minutes. When we returned, my boyfriend went into the bathroom to brush his teeth, and I headed to bed. To my surprise, I looked at the bed, and the same pillow from before was back up on the headboard. I slowly headed to the bathroom and asked my boyfriend, "Did you put the pillow back up on the headboard?" "No," he replied. I then told him to look, and I pointed to the bed with a shaky voice. We looked at each other, quickly grabbed our things and Josie. We left the hotel at 1 a.m. and headed back home. The only bad thing about leaving that hotel and heading back home and driving back to Branson would be those roads.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to do that late at night.
Mm-mm. But if they live in that area, they might be way more used to it than we are.
Yeah.
I was only 21 at the time, and I had never experienced anything like this. I think now, at an older age, I wouldn't have reacted that way. But on that night, we were both very scared. A little backstory of the hotel. It was built in 1886 as a hotel and spa, closed up and became an all-girls school, and then a man in the 1930s bought the hotel as a hospital and claimed he could cure cancer in people, and they would send him money and their loved ones for him to save. He would cut open their heads and put some kind of mineral oil on their brains and would eventually make them go crazy and die. Now, I don't remember that particular history. There was definitely like the spa thing and the guy in the cancer. I definitely know that, but I've never really.
I don't remember. I just did that tour.
Went there recently with some
recently,
students.
With some of my students, and they loved it. And that they did not say that on the tour that he cut open. Now they did do autopsies and cut people open and take their, you know, organs and put them in all these jars. And then later they find all these jars out buried and stuff. So, but I didn't take it that I do think he was doing some sort of giving people these, you know, elixirs to, yeah, try to save them, but they weren't, it wasn't saving anybody. And as a matter of fact, in some instances, it might have been making them worse. I just don't remember him saying that he cut open somebody's head.
But that, people like, did. Alive people. I do think people were definitely mistreated there. I think there were some people who were really, really, really sick and went there. Now, I'm not saying that's not true. I just don't remember hearing that story.
Yeah, I don't remember them saying that necessarily, but it could be true.
Right.
I'd have to do a little digger dive. And
it goes on to say many people tragically lost their lives there, and they did. Supposedly, there are many bodies buried around the property. Years later, I found out the room we stayed in was the annex where patients would rest for their final days on Earth. Dr. Baker never went to medical school and ironically died of cancer. I definitely think that's true. Thank you so much, and I love your podcast. You know, it's just so...
That was a good one.
Yeah. And because my first experience ever with a Crescent Hotel was when I took my dog Buddy on a vacation. Just the two of us went on vacation to Eureka Springs. And it was wonderful. I spent 4 nights there, I think, with him. And we explored. And I went over to the Crescent Hotel. I was thinking...
But you didn't stay at the Crescent Hotel.
I did not. No, I stayed at an even worse hotel.
Okay.
And
it wasn't haunted. It was just a bad hotel.
Yes, it was.
By the way, they've redone. I stayed there and it was not bad at all.
The Joy Motel. But when I stayed there, the Joy Motel was, somebody walked by. I was walking Buddy. Somebody walked by the hotels. We were out for a walk and they go, "The Joy Motel." I'd say it's more like the Joyless Motel, wouldn't you? I was like, oh my God.
Well, and they it set it with like, such joy.
That's like my own interpretation of it now looking back. But anyway, so I was going to, because you could take dogs in the Crescent Hotel. So I was thinking about taking Buddy in. And we drove past the hotel looking for a parking spot. I'm listening to music. I'm jamming. I've got it up pretty loud. And as soon as we got right in front of it, it just turned down. And I looked at my radio and it's going like, has a digital thing on it. So it's going like 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. And
so I'm like, it is turning down.
And I'm watching it. And I was like, well, that's weird. So I just turned it back up, parked. Or I don't remember if I parked that time or if I came back. I don't remember. Anyway, so I'm leaving the parking lot. And I drove by the front door again, got the radio cranked back up. I'm listening to music. And as soon as I hit the front door again, it goes, same thing. And I'm watching, I got my hands on the wheel, and I'm watching it turn itself down. I had that car for 5 or 6 years, probably. And it never did it once any other time. And it did it twice in the exact same spot there. That's weird.
That's really weird.
And that's when I decided not to take my dog in.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is weird. Because I knew it was haunted. I'm like, that's weird. But we went around behind to that church. That's the mm-hmm. Stations of the Cross and everything back there. And it was just, so I took Buddy to that. And I got his picture by St. Francis of Assisi. But,
oh, good.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. But I just, after that happened, I'm like, I'm not taking my dog in there. That
well, yeah, because right. You love, because I'm sure you were listening to Dancing Queen by ABBA and it turned it down.
Oh my God, I was taking a drink of water. I about spit it out. Excuse
there you
me.
Were. You had it cranked up listening to Fernando.
Shut then... up, Kathy. And the reason Kathy is saying this, just so everybody knows, and I just hate ABBA. I just do.
She always has hated ABBA.
I
and
just
so it's always
don't
been an
like
easy,
ABBA.
An easy dig. You know, it's always, oh, ABBA.
Oh, my
ABBA.
God. And your children are ruthless about it. So mm-hmm. But anyway, I just love those stories about places like that, like
I
the Crescent
too.
Hotel. And there's been so many people who've had experiences in there.
Yeah. And I definitely recommend going and taking the tour. We did the 10 o'clock at night tour and it was a little bit extra. There must have been a little more to it, but the tour guide was excellent. She gave us really good stories and really personalized everything and, you know, took us to all the places. And then we ended up going down into the morgue area where they, in the place where they did autopsies and things. And that's where it ended. And she goes, go ahead, take pictures, you know, because it was really kind of dark and creepy down there. And I took pictures. And then later I noticed one of my pictures had like a smoky like presence in it. It wasn't an orb. There was just an area. I had two students I was taking a picture of and just kind of beside them is this little smoky
mm-hmm.
thing, you know.
And there's an episode that we did on the Grave Talks, and we did a little snippet of it about the Crescent Hotel on here, and it's called the Haunted Castle House. And so you can listen to the whole episode on the Grave Talks, but you and I talked about his experience, the doctor who bought the Haunted Castle House. Mm-hmm. But he stayed at the Crescent Hotel, and he had a really creepy experience.
Oh.
So if you want to go someplace and have a creepy experience... stay there. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe if you dare. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. But I drove by those two times. I stayed there once and I attempted to stay there
you
once.
You did not stay there once.
I attempted
you tried to.
To
stay there
I got
once.
Ready.
Yeah.
I used it as place
you
to
got ready
get
once,
cleaned up.
Yeah, that was about it. And then we just packed up our bags and we're gone around midnight.
Yeah, because I knew. I was like, this is it. This is not good. This
and I kept saying, we'll do it. We can do it. We can do this. We can do this. And Carol's like, absolutely not. We are not doing this.
Nope. We'll never sleep the entire
I
night.
Said, no,
and
we
got to drive all the
this.
Way home.
And the whole time I'm telling her we can do this, she's calling around trying to find a room somewhere else.
Yep. I did. And we stayed at Best Western. Okay. Yep. So we have another story.
Oh, good. Okay.
This is Kayla from Montana. I'm currently living in Georgia, about 45 minutes outside of Savannah. So for those of us that love the paranormal, where I'm at currently is amazing. I just wanted to start off by saying I love this podcast, and my boyfriend, who is kind of a skeptic, also loves you guys, and we can't wait to go on road trips so we can binge listen, and he is always excited to hear the newest DPP when it comes out along with me, and I became an EPP immediately after hearing your podcast last Halloween, actually, the next day I signed up because it was just worth it. Anyways, thank you for everything you do and for this outlet for us that is just so refreshing, because people at my 8-to-5 would probably roll their eyes if I told them some of these stories. Anyways, getting back to the point, my story starts when I was probably around 10 years old. I moved into my older sister's bedroom at the downstairs of our house that I lived in at the time. It was pretty much every single night, though, that I would go to bed. I would leave the hallway light on, and my brother's room was directly across. Our room doors actually faced each other, so his was right across, but he usually left his door closed. I usually left mine open, and I would leave the hallway light on, and I would wake up every night to what I now know as a shadow man in my doorway. And it was a very clear outline of a person with light coming in around it. And this would happen every single night. And there's no way for the shape of a human to appear in this hallway. There isn't like windows or anything like that. It was legitimately just from our downstairs living room to the back two bedrooms. And it led to the stairs that went upstairs as well. But there was just no way for that to be showing up. It got to the point where I would shut my door and I'd leave my TV on, but then I would still see it. I would still see it there through the light of my TV. So one night I finally confessed to my dad that, you know, this is why I've been losing sleep and so restless, and why I annoy them all the time if I can sleep with them. And he actually looked up a Bible verse for me, because he believed me. He had heard this on Art Bell, and he did believe me. And I was raised extremely Catholic and was baptized and went to confirmation. So he gave me a Bible verse, and the next night I said that verse. And it never happened again. And it was basically like, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm a child of God, and you cannot dwell here without my blessing, and I cast you out. And it never happened again. So I'm not sure it must have worked, obviously. And I just remember telling my grandma that story, who is very religious as well, and she just got goosebumps everywhere, because she knew the power of invoking the Lord's name. So that was mine. And then my parents actually built a brand new house in 2010. Since moving there, they've had very odd experiences. Both my parents have had a female voice in their bedroom say different phrases to both of them. My dad has heard things such as, "Hi, honey," called to him in the bathroom when my mom isn't home, or he'll hear my mom call him into the bedroom, and so he'll walk into the bedroom and be like, "Yeah, what's going on?" And, my mom will be like, "I didn't say anything." One particular time, my mom was in the shower and heard the female voice. And my mom is the only female in the house now. All of us are grown and have moved out. But she heard a female voice saying, "Could you hurry up?" while she was in the shower. So I don't know. I thought that was a little bit funny. But the other things, though, is she thought she saw my, well, no, she swears up and down, she saw my dad walk out into the garage, heard the door open and shut and everything. And he was out there for quite a while. And my mom kind of just like hollered out and goes, "Are you just going to stay out there all night?" And then my dad answers back from the other room where my nephew was staying over at the time. And he walks out and goes, "What are you talking about?" And I guess my mom just turned ghost white and said, "You didn't just go outside?" And my dad said, "No, I never went outside. I've been in here with Carter this entire time. My parents are not the type to like pull pranks on each other or anything." And to be honest, you know, this was all I got out of them. They really did not want to talk about it a whole lot. I haven't asked them if my nephew has experienced anything because, again, they're very not forthcoming with all of this. I kind of had to drag all of this out of them because I do remember them saying that they'd hear things. And once I heard this podcast, I definitely wanted to get their story. So I will have to find a way to very nicely ask them, you know, what's going on. Maybe while they're not in the house, because I think every time I have talked to them about it, they have been in the house and maybe don't want to talk about it. But yeah, so those are just two of my stories. I have a few more. But yes, thank you again.
So what do you think about that, Kathy? That is a haunted place.
Well, okay, there's several things that I kind of wanted to bring up. And one is, I get it. You're never comfortable talking about a haunting in the haunted place.
Right. Agreed.
You know, that's just something you don't do. And so she's going to have to take him out to Denny's for breakfast or something, I think, if she's going to get the whole story out of him, because you just don't, right? It's a weird acknowledgement thing that you're talking and somehow you know they hear it, and you're just uncomfortable doing it. I completely get that.
Do you think also it might go against their faith? Like maybe it doesn't.
Well, when she was a kid, he did have that Bible verse. Yeah, I give it up to him for when she was a kid for them, you know, believing her. And her dad gave her the Bible verse and gave her something, a sort of empowerment that she could use. And we had somebody call in recently also and say that they should always say, I believe it was, "Lord, have mercy."
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you and I were like, we like that one. And I think, you know, that's a possibility, you know, that saying something to kind of use as a bit of an armor or a protection on you, it definitely could. It helped. And because, as she said, that seemed to end it. And whether the words ended it, could it be because all of a sudden she just took the power back?
Yeah,
and said,
she
no,
felt empowered.
You don't get to do this. You know, I've got something. And so I think maybe a little bit of both in there.
Yeah. And then that woman in the bathroom, that's just weird. Can you hurry it up?
Well, okay. You know, I always have this thing where I think that there's a collective consciousness. That's what I call it. I don't know that anyone else in the world has ever talks about this, but I do, that, you know, there are wavelengths. And if you can get on the same wavelength, then you hear people's thoughts, right? You can hear somebody that's saying something in another, completely another part of the world or something, right? And was that? I find it hard to believe because both of them were hearing it at different times and different, you know, and seemed to be calling them in. So it's not just like a random thought, you know. It seems to be kind of like practical jokester stuff. Like, honey.
Yeah, because that feels like somebody's wanting to get in the bathroom next, you know? So to randomly
like, could
hear
you
that.
Hustle it up here, yeah. You know, kind of stuff and things like that. So it seems more like they're kind of playing with them than, you know, they're just, you're on a wavelength and you're able to hear.
And then, you know, things like he walks outside or going into the garage, whichever one it was. To me, her mom heard that. You heard, you know, it's like right now if my door opened and shut, and don't please. I don't want it to open and shut. No. I'm not putting that thought out there. But if it did, I know what that sounds like. Because at one time in my last house, it did. The door opened. Somebody walked in. Did not walk out. I don't know who or what that was all about, but there was nobody in my house. And so you hear that. And I thought it was my friend John. I was like, John, did you forget something? And he's not in the house.
Yeah, that's an unnerving feeling when you realize that that it was so real that you said, when did you get here?
Yeah.
You know, like,
and I thought, my dog like, barked.
You know, yeah. And then all of a sudden you go, oh my God, he's not here.
I know. You know? that was creepy, but I know what I heard. And so that, you know, it reminds me of her mom. Like, that's what she heard. Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to hear more stories, but I do agree with you on the take them out to Denny's. Like, don't have the conversation in their haunted AF house.
No, you can't.
Get out and do it someplace else.
Yeah.
Denny's.
And then I think you'll get the story.
Because Denny's are not haunted.
Denny's not haunted.
Not haunted. So if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in at any time. It's 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would rather have a commercial-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do it through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.